Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina's Raymond Felton has finally come out of his shell to defend his team and city. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. We all remember Ray Felton, the first of the prototypical Roy Williams point guards during his college career, right up to leading the Tar Heels to the 2005 National Championship. Felton let his game do the talking. Not even at the height of the grumbling before Matt Daugherty's ouster did Felton say anything, at least not publicly, about whether he would leave if Daugherty stayed. But it's refreshing to see the New York Knicks point guard get caught up in all the good-natured trash-talking between his franchise and the upstart Brooklyn Nets in the next borough over. The Nets, who moved from New Jersey into the awesome brand-new Barclays Center, are owned by a Russian billionaire, now coached by a retired NBA All-Star with no sideline experience, and have been boosted by the mega trade that brought Paul Pierce, the Truth, Kevin Garnett, you know him as KG, and Jason Terry from the Celtics. The Truth doesn't lie when he says how much he hated the Knicks when he played in Boston. That's a birthright for both cities, their teams, and fans. But now Pierce says moving to the Nets has ramped up that contempt even more, and that Brooklyn will now be the new center of New York basketball. Felton laughed that off, reminding everyone that his uni says New York on the front, while the Togs, Pierce, KG, and the rest of the Nets wear says Brooklyn, as in the old Dodgers, older Coney Island, and even older Barbra Streisand. Just kidding on that last one. Perhaps no one will unseat the Knicks as New York's basketball team, but the Nets in Brooklyn really have something going. After changing their colors to black and white, and rapper Jay-Z bought part of the team, the Nets jumped from dead last in the NBA to third in apparel sales, behind the Heat and Lakers, and their new digs has become the hottest stop in town. It's a magnificent building without being gauche, has its own subway stop, and hosts some of the greatest acts in the world, like four shows by Beyoncé, Jay-Z's much better half. The first Knicks-Nets game is not scheduled until December 5th, well into the season. So both teams will have a chance to see how the revamped lineups look before they can stop talking and start proving which owns New York. This is Archansky. See ya.